Welcome to the Don and Wynn Show. This is Wynn Free out of Prescott, Arizona. And my co-host, introduce yourself.
Well, this is Don Newsom, and it has been quite a day here today, folks. It really has been, of course, with all the new updates. Of course, I've been with Blogging Service and BBS Radio and some of the wonderful people working with us. It's been a little bit chaotic, but a lot of fun.
Okay. Why are we doing this show, Don?
When we're doing this show, because we love people.
We do?
We love them.
Okay.
And we damn well love them, don't we?
Well, usually. The hard part is loving people that are doing negative things.
Well, that's right.
That's the challenge.
That's the challenge. But, you know, after a while, it gets as easy as loving the the person that you've given your heart to. It really does.
It's like loving yourself and loving life, and then whoever is in that flow, you end up relating with.
I would agree.
And the others just stay away, right?
I agree.
All right. Well, Don is the founder of Blogging Service, and he's having all these wonderful things happen. You know, he started Blogging Service because he wanted to create a vehicle where people would be able to find out what's really going on in the world, both in all areas, spiritually, politically, extraterrestrially, and...
Well, that's a mouthful.
And so he's been dedicating himself every day to bringing forth the information that comes to him on his website. And where are you on your... And apparently he's doing something right, because lots of people are checking into his website, and there's this rating called Alexis, which rates all the websites in the world and how busy they are. And, Don, how popular is your website now?
Well, you know, Blogging Service is getting about 400,000 plus hits per day, sometimes more. The average person is reading about 46 to 70 pages per user. In other words, page views per unique user is over 40 pages, which is unheard of. And, you know, our reach is just growing and growing and growing. And I think it's a lot to do with the group energy that we're creating.
Well, I would say it has a lot to do with your total dedication to bring things in front of people's eyes that you deem are important, and doing it outside of any answering to anyone, or, you know, just totally out of your own, intention.
Well, thank you. But again, it's always about people. You know, if I were doing this by myself, if it was just me in the world, this wouldn't mean anything.
Well, you're the hub. You're the hub. And, you know, when you talk about people, it's like, those who are listening, you know, one of the messages I got, which I shared with you, and we know it's true, is who's listening with a big L?
Oh, wasn't that beautiful? That's Karen in Ohio, correct?
No. That was an Elohim channeling through a girlfriend.
Oh, I see where you're leading.
Listening with a big L. In other words, a certain amount of people that it's just another distraction, entertainment. And other people are taking stuff to heart. And, of course, we're in this big transition on our planet. And it seems like I'm one of those people that has either been blessed or cursed. Both.
Both.
Blessed and cursed to have a PhD, not from a college, but from... ongoing communication with the other side that have made themselves very credible to me in understanding what this shift is. What's the topic that you put up tonight?
Well, you know, Wynn, before we get into the topic, what I wanted to do was thank every single listener who listens to our show. We've been getting quite a number of emails, and they touch me More than you'll ever know. I mean, it's amazing when I hear what you have to write, and it almost puts me in tears, and sometimes it does. And it just, that sort of feedback from you, the listeners, is really what's going to keep this thing going, if it's going to keep going. And I just thank you dearly from the bottom of my heart. And I want you to know that we here at Blogging Service, or bbsradio.com, do really love you. And we care about you, and we want you to be successful, happy, and joyous. But we also want you to be peaceful, and we want you to learn a few things from what we have to offer. And hopefully it will attune to you in some way that will make your life better. And so that's what it's really all about. And today's show, Wynn, is I just named it before we put it up, and that is called Great Changes in Human Consciousness.
I want to say something else.
Please.
To the listeners, okay? That you will find, at least on the Don and Wynn show, that if you take this seriously and you do your due diligence and do your own follow-up, you have the potential, more than you could possibly realize, to make a difference in this transition.
That's right.
And, you know, there's things that we're exposing you to that are very far out. It's almost like science fiction. Yet, I've lived inside of this now for 5 years, and it's proven itself to me. And it will prove itself to you if you do your due diligence of research. And part of the due diligence is read my book, study my website, Conversations with My Girlfriend, because I think I should reiterate why I have this PhD. It's not really a PhD. What would you call it? You know, there's things happening.
A DPH.
DPH? Okay. There's things happening on this planet that a human could not figure out on their own. They could not figure it out. That means either you're going to be confused, you're going to be scared, or you're going to find out what's going on.
Or be angry.
Or be angry. And I know that everybody has some of that running through them, and I won't even say that I don't at times have it myself. But I've had this unusual circumstance where there's been a wider view presented to me that's proven itself that this just might be the way it's working. And, you know, when I say a human can't figure this out on their own...
Well, it's not meant to be figured out.
Well, but even when you get it from someone else, you still have to go back and validate it.
Well, that's true.
You can't just believe it because I say so.
You know, I just had a guy telling me about that, and that's our wonderful and always loved Black Knight of Talk Radio, James Avianchik, and he was telling me exactly what you're telling me now. Get
yes.
it validated.
Yes. So when I share things with you, I really don't want you to believe me because it's coming through me. I mean, I want you to consider it, and then I want you to do the research to see how this all fits as a cosmology, because if it's true, you can integrate it, and it will change your ability to function over the next few years. And so here's basically the premise. The premise is, and we're going to go into this more in the show, explaining what this actually means. The premise is that our planet is in a dimensional shift right now. It's at the end of a 75,000-year cycle. That humans are evolving. We evolve over many lifetimes. Now, remember I said, you don't have to believe this. Just leave an open mind for a moment. We go through many lifetimes, and there's an evolution that occurs in one's ability to experience what you could call oneness. That we are part of each other and part of everything. Not a belief, but where you experience it directly. Everyone experiences it a little bit. You know, you might be one with your wife or your friend or your children or your parents. You understand everything about them. You can feel them. You can feel their energy. And then you hate your boss because he's bossy and he doesn't understand and he doesn't consider you. So you have a
certain, or he considers you just a little too much.
Or he considers you a little too much, right. So we are evolving over many, many lifetimes, and that there is a cosmic plan involved with his evolution. Now, the other premise is that there are beings, or what I've learned to identify as group souls, who have gone through the evolution that we're going through. And they exist as helpers to us. They actually exist, and they're real. And
they are real.
They are communicating through different people on this planet and trying to explain what's going on. And I'm one of those people. David Wilcock is one. And we will, from time to time, have guests who I believe are getting valid communications that seem to integrate and be part of the picture we're presenting. But that there is communication from other dimensions explaining what's happening in a way that a human couldn't understand it. Not only are they explaining it, they are available to assist people individually if you call upon them and you've worked out enough of your stuff to get through to them.
That's right.
They can feel your energy. This is all a premise now. I'm not telling anybody to believe this. And
then I take that back. That's not right.
Well, it's not that it's right or wrong. It's a premise. It's a possibility.
Right.
And what they're explaining is that our planet is at the end of a 75,000-year cycle. And some of you know the Mayan calendar ends in 2012. And the Mayans were in communication with these higher forces, and that's how they got the information to end the calendar at 2012. And so everybody wonders, what's going to happen in 2012? We're going to tell you over this next period of time on this show. And again, you folks are going to have to research this and check it out and validate it, just as I had to.
Well,
when this information was given to me, I didn't believe it. I didn't disbelieve it. I didn't believe it. I was neutral. But I started researching and finding how this time period we're in has been predicted by almost all major religions on the world, and the prophecies of indigenous cultures like the Hopis, the Mayans. And then I found that there's all these people that are channeling that maybe they're not well known. Maybe if they weren't part of just my research, if I had just found this one person that was channeling, I would say to myself, how can I believe this? How can I trust this? But when I started doing an across the board analysis, I found so many different people who are channeling
the same material
independently, coming up with the same premises.
Yeah.
And I started to think, man, this just might be the way it is. And so you who are listening have the opportunity over the next hour to hear the results of my research, my personal experiences, and Don's, and it will set you on a path that can change your life and potentially change our planet. You have the ability to change the planet. Now, you know, in the old paradigm, when it came to changing the planet, we used to think, I was in Berkeley. I was a left-winger in Berkeley ago. And, you know, we used to think of changing the planet by changing politics, by changing
everything outside ourselves,
you know, having social programs, better education. And you know what? Those are all really great things and there's nothing wrong with them, except it seems as if it's too late to do those things right now. And there has to be another tact. And we're going to like share with you that tact over the course of the next hour. And
while we do that,
hopefully we stimulate you not into believing this, but in doing the investigation yourself to determine if this could be really true. Because if it is, it's going to be all you're going to be thinking about for the rest of your life. And if you, as it's happened to myself and to Don, now either we're wacko crackpots,
which we are,
speak for yourself, or we're tapped into a reality that is more expansive than the normal consensus reality on this planet, and it's something that is available for anyone who's listening to tap into. Like, we get, you know, a few emails from people who are getting it, who are feeling the energy of it, and are validating it in a personal way.
Yeah, well, they can test this scenario when.
Yeah.
Testing the scenario. People, you know, there is one way to validate this, and because that's a big question that's brought up all the time. How do I validate it for me?
Yeah.
And if you ask, let's just say, take the premise that you ask for guidance, and you say, okay, I'm gonna take this next day as it comes, and I want to be enlightened. I want to know what they're talking about. I want to feel what they're talking about. Well, little things are going to happen during the day that hopefully you're paying attention.
Why don't we say little things can happen?
Well,
because you know what?
Well, they do happen.
Everyone's
it's just whether you're paying attention or not.
Everyone's going to have their own process.
Right.
And some people's processes, you know, it doesn't happen that fast.
Well, I know.
Sometimes,
I realize that.
Sometimes, you know, because it's like if you say that to someone and then they say, okay, it's the next day. I don't have any validation. To hell with Don and Wynn. Let's go look somewhere else. And my experience is that it has to be more than just looking at something that day.
No, I understand that. But what I get from this is because of the new paradigm that we're in, there is such a huge push from these other forces in other words, they want to prove themselves more than you want them to prove themselves. And they want to be in contact with you, and they want to guide you. And if you're open to it, they're going to be there, because that's their promise to us. And every channeling and everything that I understand and the information that they give me,
right,
is that they will be there, and it's whether you're going to take this or not. And that's up to you. It's how far that you're living in the past and carrying that forward in the future, or whether you're living presently.
Mm-hmm.
And that's right here, right now. And when you take the time to understand the signs, you're going to see things in what you read. Something's going to hit you in what you read. Or a book's going to land into your lap, or somebody's going to say something that's going to attune to you, or you're going to be surfing the internet and some weird information's going to come to you and it's going to start to make sense. But there's so many little things that happen if you're paying attention to them, and if you're not dismissing them, but really taking the time to integrate them, then it starts to be a revelation.
Mm-hmm. Let me take your idea and take it a step further, perhaps, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the things that I think that can mislead people is the idea that there is some kind of information that when they get it, that will change their life.
Right.
And I don't believe that's the way it works. The way that I see it working is every person has this multidimensional, what you could call a shadow side. And it's unconscious. And part of having these experiences of synchronicities or cosmic stuff has to do with confronting your own shadow. You know, in normal life, it's not polite to show your shadow. most people are trying to look good. They're trying to be acceptable by looking good. And the parts of them that are dark, they repress and make pretend they're not there. Because if somebody ever saw them, they might judge them. They might not like them.
Right.
So there's a whole way of relating socially that says, I have to be polite. I never have to show these parts. And in a sense, that's true. Because if you do show them, you'll probably get ostracized. So the problem is, how do you deal with your shadow? Because the goal is to get your chakras open. Now, a chakra is an energy in your body. There's, according to the Hindus, and this is, you know, an accurate representation, there are these seven energy centers in our body, starting from our groin to the top of our head. And each one represents a certain aspect of mastery of life. And when you master that, the energy starts flowing in that area. But most of us...
Did you say growing?
Flowing.
Oh, I thought you said growing.
No.
Groin.
You're thinking of the lower chakras, I can tell, Don.
Yeah, my favorite.
Right. Well, you know, sometimes people who are spiritual, who are think of themselves as spiritual, get very spaced out on the higher chakras and ignore their lower chakras. And they're not grounded. And part of this transformation that's taking place on our planet involves integrating all the chakras, not leaving anything out. And this is a process that a person has to first realize that it's possible. I mean, many people, I can say for myself, when I was growing up, I was so shut down, and I
Did you say growing up?
Growing up. I was so shut down, and I didn't know I was shut down. That was my reality. I walked around in it. And it's like a person needs to have some kind of reference point to experience that, at least for a moment, they can open up and how it feels to be open so they can orient their life to creating that openness. This is one of the reasons why people sometimes adopt teachers or gurus, because they can be around that person. And that person, if they're a true guru or a true teacher, spiritual teacher, they will have their chakras open. And when your chakras are open, it sends an energy into the space around you, and other people can pick that energy up, and then they start opening their energies. Now, everyone knows how this feels, at least in small ways. You know, we go to events, we go to great music, and our energies open up, and we feel it. Now, in a sense, the energies are opening up not because of the event, but the event is triggering something to allow you to open it up. Just like if you sit around a spiritual guru, and he's a true guru, you'll sit around him, and his energies will project into the room.
I like the way you say guru.
Yeah. Don, you're into gruesome, okay? your energies will open up, and you'll experience the openness. And when you go back into your regular life, it's very hard to maintain that openness until you you learn how to hold that energy in yourself. And part of it is releasing your shadow. And when we talk about transformation is not like this magic hocus-pocus thing. It's a step-by-step integration of allowing yourself to process this, what we could call the negative. It's not bad, just the negative side of oneself. And it's not a matter of pushing it down. How do you process it?
You accept it.
Well, you let it come up,
mm-hmm.
As it comes up. And sometimes it means crying. Sometimes it means anger. It means letting feelings come up, but not holding something inside of yourself responsible for the feeling. Realize that it is your feelings coming up and releasing. I remember when I broke up with girlfriend X, and I asked the question to girlfriend Y, because I was really in a state of despair at the time. I was really hurt, and I said, how do I deal with this tremendous hurt I'm feeling? And they said it was the hurt of many, many lifetimes coming up, and she just catalyzed it, but didn't have to do with her directly. She just catalyzed it, and that if I just kept experiencing it consciously without blaming her or cursing her for abandoning me, that I would get to the other side of it. And, you know, that didn't happen right away. It took quite a few months for me to actually process it. But most people go through, I mean, the lower way of dealing with a circumstance like that, and I've done this earlier in my life, the lower way of going through that is walking around hurt, finding someone else to take the place of the person that just hurt you, saying, oh, she hurt me, she didn't appreciate me, and then you plug someone else in where they were gone, and you establish a codependent relationship with that person, and you go from one to the one to the one, looking for this perfect person, but you can't find them because each person is a projection of your own shadow.
And he does tricks too, folks.
And so you attract the next person and the next person, and, you know, you never, once you realize that no matter who you're with, ultimately, it's good to be with people because people, a partner helps bring up your shadow.
Yeah.
It helps surface it. And if two people can work this together and understand what's going on, they can move through it really fast. It's probably one of the fastest ways to work stuff out on the physical. Because if you're in a close connection energetically with someone else, then you're going to be mirrors for each other. And instead of blaming each other all the time, which is the lower way of dealing with it, look at what's being mirrored back to you and work on it. Because once you shift your own pattern, you will either change the other person or they'll go away. And both of them are positive in terms of evolution, because sometimes people grow and the other person can't share their new growth. But if they go away, there's not all this hurt. It's like blessing them and say, thank you for being in my life, and we're moving on. It's this fear of loss, of death, of abandonment, that we cling on to another person, and they don't really solve our problems. They really don't. We still have that deep feeling. So when we're talking about going through and participating in this shift, it's not just this woo-woo, you know, group souls are going to suddenly come down and talk to you. It's understanding how to process yourself and your own energies so that you can open up to higher dimensions. You see, if a person has all their chakras closed down, if they're closed down no matter what they do, they can't open up to these other higher energies, because it's your energies that allow you to interface with other dimensions. And, you know, you can sit and it's not that prayer isn't helpful, because it is, but you have to get to the place where you process enough of your shadow so that there's a window that can connect you to the higher dimensions.
Well, it all comes down, I love the way you just put that, because it all comes down to three things, and that's accepting it, taking responsibility for it, and forgiving it. And,
that's right.
Once you do that, your chakras start to clear out, the vibrational energies start to increase, and it becomes a process.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, you open up more and more. I really love the way you put that, Wynn.
I forget what I said. You know, another one to add to that, Don, is patience.
Patience. Well,
because you know what?
Yes.
It happens in not in your time. And
well, it's all happening right here and now. That's the karmic issues, folks. Whatever you have to deal with from past lifetimes to now, you're going to be seeing that manifest itself around you right here, right now. And by that I mean in the very short term, depending on how you're living it. But these things are the karmic consequences are all going to come. We're going to see a lot of crazy things happening around us throughout the world, and if we don't learn to accept them, take responsibility for them, and forgive them, and to walk in that path of love, believe me, then things are going to continually remain closed for us, because that is the choice we're making.
And you know, this is a very individual process, and it's something that you the listener first have to say, is it possible that it works this way? Like I said at the beginning, don't believe me. Now, I've gone through a lot of my own experience, which has validated to me personally, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that it works this way. And, you know, I've shared it, and I'll share a little more of this show. But you have to validate it for yourself. Now, one of the things is, if you listen to other people that have gone through this, because believe me, I have gone through it. I have been everywhere and worse than probably most of the people listening. And so I don't speak like some guy that was hatched out of his mother as an enlightened being here to tell everyone else what they need to do. I have, like, climbed this ladder in my own life, and I've gone through years of hell at different times. So I know what it's like. And so perhaps if I share some of that, it will give you the wherewithal to have the faith that it works this way and to start working it on yourself. Because I do think where faith is important is, and this is where I would be in a little bit of difference with the normal religious idea of faith. Faith is what you need to start a process. But at the end of the process, you should have an experience, personally, that validates the faith. So you need to have enough reason to have faith. Something has to move you enough to say, yes, I have faith because this happened to Wynn or this happened to so-and-so. It's kind of like if a guy is, if you want to increase your muscles, and this guy says,
or muscle,
I've worked out in the gym for the last 2 months, and look at the bulk on my muscles, and if you do it, you'll get the same bulk, okay? Well, if you believe that guy, if you believe him and the exercises he has done, then you'll say, well, I want to get muscles like him, so I'm going to do exactly what he says. Now, basically, that's faith. You're having the faith that if you're out for 2 months, you're going to get these big muscles. And but you don't know it for sure, but this guy who has a body that you like, and you want to have your body look like his, says, this is what I did, so you believe him, so you have faith, and if it's valid at the end of 2 months, you're going to have your muscles. It's kind of the same process in spiritual evolution. There's so many ways and techniques out in the world that how do you know what works and what doesn't work? I mean, you can't just have faith to have faith. You have to have faith because you think whatever you're going to do is going to work. So somebody has to say, I did this and it worked, and that means you believe them, so that means you can do it and it'll work for you, or it'll probably work for you. Now, it may not, and part of that is because one guy might exercise a certain way that's right for his body type, and somebody else has a different body type, it's a different set of exercises. So, even if something works for someone else, is not a guarantee that it'll work for
you. But something will work for you.
But something will work, and you have to be open to the possibilities. You have to be open and seek for the thing that works for you. Now, in terms of the things I share, I don't have a technique. I have my own experience, and I have my own experience in overcoming my own obstacle this lifetime, and still overcoming them, because it's not like they ever completely go away. I mean, every day I go through certain feelings of lack of self-worth. How do I do this? Not enough money. I mean, you know, where's my girlfriend? How come I was abandoned? I can't do this alone.
Where's my mother?
Where's my mother? Where's my parents? And here I am, stuck in the world. I don't hold it for very long, but I observe myself doing it. I'm giving it, like today, I went to Barnes & Noble, and I gave a talk, and like 40 people showed up. Now, I got up in the morning, and I said, geez, I don't feel that great today. I'm not going to be able to do a good talk. God, do I really want to schedule these talks at Barnes & Noble? I mean, I went through all this negative self-talk, and I've learned for myself, that's part of my process. I go through it, I show up, and regardless of how I think, when I show up, this magic happens, and it works out better than I could have ever anticipated. But I can't control it. It just happens. So I understand how it works to do that. And, you know, we're starting out, we're talking about all this shadow stuff, and maybe it's a little off the topic because we're talking about consciousness change, but I think it's really important to lay this foundation of the shadow side of a person, because I remember at different points in my life, I was going through a real personal hell, and I didn't know how to get out of it. And I would meet, these people would come around me who were saying, come on, man, just cheer up. Be joyful. It's all God. Everything is love. How come you're going through hell? And you know what? They didn't have a darn clue of how to reach me. And, I mean, believe me, if I knew how to switch myself into that state that they were talking about, I would have done it. And you know what? It's the person that understands the hell you're going through, that has gone through it, that may have the keys on how to get out of it and how to move, you know, to get on the other side of it. And the person that gives you magic woo-woo stuff may just charge you and you'll collect some money, and then you need another person with magic woo-woo stuff, and you go through a whole string of magic woo-woo people. And still, you haven't processed it. Because ultimately, people can help you, but you got to process it yourself. There is not a magic woo-woo. That's my new name, huh? Magic woo-woo. There's not a magic woo-woo that you can find out.
Your woo-woo is growing.
Yeah. Yeah. Don, this is not the Howard Stern Show, okay?
For all those folks who tuned in a little late, Wynn was just enjoying a play on words earlier, so I had to rib him a little bit. You know, Wynn, I was... you know, we were talking about great changes in human consciousness, and I wanted to kind of throw this out there because it's something I wrote on the Daily Quote today, and it has to do with the changes in human consciousness. And as people are going to start to look out there, the opportunity out here is wild. The more heartache, the more pain, the more suffering, the more anger, the more self-righteous indignation that you're seeing outside of yourself, the more the opportunity is for a lesson that can be learned. And that lesson is to, again, accept, take responsibility for it, and forgive it. And that's balancing those emotions. You got to feel them in total, but you got to give them up. And when it comes to a lot of our news today that's going on with President Bush and the people that are in those positions of power and wealth, and how they've used that in very corrupt and deceptive means, you know, there's going to be a lot of negative emotional energies as these ongoing events are made public. And I just wanted to ask that everyone listening tonight and everybody who hears these words in the future to take a little time to center themselves and show their inner strength without letting these things lead to judgment calls or anger. And you know, it's really important to do that now more than ever, because really they are lessons, and they're going to come fast, they're going to come furious, and they're going to come out of left field. And if we don't balance those emotions and we don't accept what we've done to this world and on this planet, then we're never, ever going to be able to heal ourselves and take the next step for a new beginning. So,
you know, Don?
Yes.
I've used this analogy before, but I'll use it again because in light of what you were saying, it's kind of an interesting way of understanding things from a higher perspective. And the analogy is that we have these billions of cells that make up our body. And I believe that there's a microcosm between all the cells that make up our body and us, and the way all humans are cells in what we could call the body of the consciousness of Earth. And the Earth is a cell in the solar system, and the solar system is a cell in all these hundreds of thousands of other solar systems and the galaxies. So it's like there's these overlapping holographic fields. Now, getting back to the body, and we can see how the analogy works. If you recall, I said, you know, when somebody upsets you, it's because they're part of you, and they're reflecting a part of you that's extended out to them. Well, what happens in our body is each cell is not aware that it's part of the entire body. A cell perhaps is aware of the cell next to it and the blood supply, so that when you eat, there's all this nutrition coming down. So it looks forward to the nutrition coming through the blood supply so it can nourish itself, and then it has an awareness of the cell next to it. Now, when everything is working really smoothly, our body is very healthy. But then you get a bunch of cells that go into rebellion, okay? And when they go, now one of the reasons they go into rebellion is because they're not getting energy. We have like shut down the energy in our body because of trauma, because of hurt. And so cells go into rebellion, and suddenly they become like an antagonistic group, and it becomes cancer, perhaps. And so now you have part of yourself that's in rebellion and making you sick. Well, that's exactly how the Earth is. We have parts of ourself, our greater self, that go into rebellion and create disease. And the disease comes out in self-serving interests, in creating fear for others. And so fear is like a cancer cell that spreads. Fear goes from one person to another to another to another, and suddenly it's like you got a whole collective in fear. Now, this is very important to be the cell that stops this, because
I like the way you put that. It is that you're right. It's very important
because,
to be the cell.
Because otherwise, it's a wave that just seems everyone's there, and what do? It's like one white dove proves that all black doves aren't black. And you have to be a white dove. And that means you have to conquer your fear. And part of conquering your fear, well, let me just talk about my own process. Part of conquering my fear, which I certainly have had, part of conquering it was knowing without a shadow of a doubt that this is one lifetime over many lifetimes, and that I'm going to continue. It doesn't matter if I die, because there'll be many, many more opportunities to work things out. And so once I overcome the fear of death, there's probably nothing else to be afraid of, except, I guess, torture. No one wants to be tortured. Because you know.
Well, it depends who's doing the torturing.
Yeah. Don, would you send in your application to Howard Stern, please?
I already did.
Thank you. So, now, me saying that is not going to make you get over your fear, because you could say, well, Wynn knows he goes on, but how do I know he's right? And maybe he's just delusional. Maybe this or that or the other thing. This is where you have to start reading, and reading many people's experiences to see that it works this way. For example, there's Dr. Brian Weiss, who is the head of a big hospital, psychiatric clinic in a hospital in Florida, who has a book out, which I can't remember, but where he's regressed people and of course found out that they had many past lifetimes in these regressions. There's Ian Stevenson. Anyone wants to do a search on the web, they'll find Ian Stevenson. This was 20 years ago, would regress people, and they would remember things, and he would check them out. I mean, they would have families in the same city, and they would remember things about those families when they were regressed. There are so many ways of, and then of course there's Edgar Cayce, who, you know, did 15,000 readings for 20 years. He did health readings, and he could prove that he could diagnose anyone's body based on he'd do a medical diagnosis, and they would go check it out with the doctor, and he was correct. And then for the next 20 years, he would tell people what their past lives were. Now, you know, in the body stuff was 100% validatable, and as far as I know, he was almost always right on his health readings. When it came to who you were in a past life, then it became, well, how do I know that's true?
Yeah, subjective.
It's more subjective. But there were enough incidents, even in the past life readings he did, where he would, there was one incident where he said, you lived a life and your name was such and such in Sussex, England. And I'm not sure if it was Sussex, I can't remember. And so some researcher will go to Sussex and find the tombstone of the guy that Edgar Cayce said he was. In my own case, I had read Edgar Cayce when I was a physics major, and I said, this guy definitely existed and definitely had, you know, prophetic powers and psychic abilities. And it's like, if he existed, then there's got to be something more to life than met the eye. And then I met somebody that did a reading for me, and in that reading, they told me about a past life that I had lived, and I realized that I had written a song some years before the reading, which described the exact same life they told me. And I thought the song was from my imagination. I told you that story, didn't I, Doc?
Yeah, that's a remarkable story.
Yeah, and so I was convinced of reincarnation after that. I couldn't understand why it worked that way, but I knew that it had to, because there's no way I could have written the song and this guy could have given me the reading and the same story. At least I couldn't figure out a way. And so now I understand that we live in a dimension that when you come into this dimension and take a body here, you have to go through a veil which blocks you from remembering anything. And so you have to kind of figure it out by reverse engineering. Then you get people that are somehow or another able to penetrate this veil, and like an Edgar Cayce, I mean, he did it when he was sleeping. I mean, there are people, I believe, who are psychics today that penetrate the veil and get information. And all of us penetrate the veil when we're sleeping. So if we start paying attention to our dreams and writing them down, we may get our own guidance from what you could call your higher self, which is on the other side of the veil. It's part of you, but it's in the other dimension. So there's this veil blocking it, and somehow you have to get through that veil if you want to get the guidance. Now, another way you get guidance from your higher self is through your intuitions. people get flashes. When I was writing poems and songs, I remembered I would start, write the first thing down, and I had no idea what I was going to write about. And one thing led to another, and suddenly I put something together that was better than anything I could possibly write from my linear conscious mind. You can read some of my old poems on winfree.com. I posted them. And it was the ability to take an energy and transfer, go from that energy and put the words down. So we all have the ability to connect with our high selves. Now, in the stuff that's happened to me recently, what I found is that what we call our high self, which is the part of us that exists in this other dimension, on the other side of the veil, your high self is usually, as far as I know, I can't 100% validate that, but usually it's part of a group soul. And the group soul is the team on the other side that's helping us to evolve.
Yeah, well, they're not even really on the other side. They're more, they're right there. They're always there. They're just on the other side of the veil that people, for some reason, tune out.
Right.
And,
well, when we
there.
Think of the other side, you know, we kind of usually, probably, the normal thinking of the other side is...
It's somewhere mysterious.
Somewhere mysterious.
Yeah.
Not my understanding of what the other side is at this point is that there's parallel timelines on top of our timeline, and they're invisible to each other. Or at least they're invisible to us because we're on the side of the veil. But it's like a one-way mirror. On the other side of the veil, they can look through it and see us, but we can't look back and see them directly. So we have to get them indirectly. But they're that real. They are looking.
Yeah, they're looky-loos.
They're looky-loos. And oh, my God. I don't know what you're going to say next. Don, don't say it, okay?
Well, I was going to say we're down to a few minutes now. We're down to about 3 minutes. And
Have we talked for an hour?
We just about have, but we're going...
Are you
going
to say these group souls are voyeurs, Don?
You know,
were you gonna
I wasn't thinking that, but now I am.
You know, we hardly even touched on the topic. You know that?
Well, you know, actually, I think that that had a lot to do with the great change in human consciousness and how that evolves. I think were on topic.
Let me, if we're getting close to closing, let me just say, you know, I've alluded to my own experience of communicating with these other dimensions. And, you know, I have a website posted, conversationswithmygirlfriend.com, which tells a story of that. I've also written a book about the connection between David Wilcock and Edgar Cayce. And if anyone takes any of what we've been talking about seriously, I urge you to read that book, because in the book, the group soul, the major group oversoul for our planet, I believe, is communicating, and communicating to us to tell us how to cope with this period. Not only that, they're saying they're available to help us. And, you know, when I started writing the book, I didn't know that was true for sure. I was saying, wow, can this be true? Can this be true? And then, of course, I started getting dream readings like David Wilcock did. People that are reading my book are feeling a connection with this group soul. It's probably the best advice on the planet on how to cope over the next few years.
And first, even what's going to hopefully, or what's possibly going to occur. You know.
Yes, and we're talking about ascension. We're talking about moving through levels in a body, and we're talking about this group soul that just might be the administrator of that event, talking through David Wilcock, and through that book, making connection with readers that are open to it.
Yeah.
I mean, the book is like a bridge to that energy, and it builds it up, so it tells the story of David and Cayce and all the connections, and how it unfolded for him. So it's grounded in fact. It's not just...
We got a minute.
A minute? We can go 3 minutes over. You got... What the heck?
No, that's true. Okay.
Who's... we're not... until you're on IBC, you know, until you're on a network where we have to really work it out very accurately.
Okay, folks, we're going to wing it. We're going to it today and play it by ear. We're going to go a few minutes over. And
I would really like to know if anything we made has made sense to people. You know, we get a couple of emails, and I want to be able to deliver the information on this show that other people find important. And so if we're not hitting it...
Well, that's the important thing of feedback, people. Cause
yes, send an email. And case...
Because if we're not attuning to you, we're just going to change our whole bloody story.
Yeah, well, you can do the show yourself.
We're just going to quickly switch like one of the members of Parliament and just start from a whole new track, right?
Yeah, we'll be the Don and Wynn Show.
The Don and Wynn Show.
You know,
we'll say what you want us to say.
Who's going to be Howard? Who's going to be the woman that's his backup? Huh?
Well, I could think of a few.
You know what is that? You know what Howard does, right? He has all these naked girls.
He does.
And talks about them.
Yeah.
You don't watch that show, do you?
Me? Would I? Come on. Only a few times.
Just checking.
You know, I actually used to watch it a couple times, but, you know, my wife told me that it wasn't allowed on our TV anymore, and, you know, I pouted and threw a fit and broke the TV and went through the wall, and I got my way.
I see.
No, I've only watched it a few times, but I haven't found it to be overwhelmingly...
uplifting?
Uplifting, that's correct.
Well, it certainly speaks to a certain level of consciousness, which... You know what? Honestly speaking, I can move into that level of consciousness.
Sure.
I mean, you know, I understand
right
what it likes to be a wanton male. And, you know, it's like unfulfilled and headaches and crazy. And I mean, this is all part of understanding your shadow side.
Well, we've lived it. All, each and every one of us has actually lived it.
So, you know, these are things that you really have to deal with. And you can deal with them. That's the thing. Most people give up and they just say, I'll never change and this is the way it is. And you can change. You don't, but the way you change is not by willpower. You have to start a process. In fact, I asked this question in one of the channelings. Let me see if I hope I get the answer correct. I should be reading it because I don't like to try to make a mistake. But I said, when somebody first hears there's this dimensional shift, what can they do if they want to like reach the higher parts of it? And what they said was, the first thing is the vision that it's possible. The second thing is persistence. And I forget the third thing. I'll have to look it up. But your mind is a very powerful creator. And so when you can create a vision of something, and the vision is in alignment with what actually is true, you stand a pretty good chance of bringing that vision in. It's kind of like if you're a fisherman and you're going to go fishing, you probably have different hooks for different kind of fish. It doesn't help if you put the wrong hook and the wrong bait on. You got to put the right hook and the right bait for that particular fish that you're trying to get.
Never fish a hole with the wrong hook.
So your vision is like creating the right hook. So you have to read and study and say, what is the right vision? Does this vision work? Can I really become this? Did this stuff really happen to Wynn, or is Wynn some kind of wacko? I mean, we already decided it's both, right? And so you need a vision, persistence, and I forget the third one. We'll have to talk about it next week. I'll read it. I'll look it up before the show. And I do know that exposing yourself...
is not good in public.
Exposing... There we go. Exposing yourself to writing from higher consciousness helps to wake you up to it. Like when I was younger, I read Autobiography of the Yogi. I read Edgar Cayce. Taking these things in and... these are the real experiences of other people, and saying, well, if this happened to them, could it happen to me? And yes, it could happen to you. And part of integrating other people's experiences is part of opening up your own vision of your own possibilities. And so that...
Well, it will happen to you if you will it. That's the meaning
of
will.
Don, I disagree with you.
You always say that about the can and the might.
It's not willpower. It's not willpower.
Well, I think will has a lot more, is defined much greater than willpower. I think the will is intent with the power that has been given you. Your
inner power. Just use intent rather than will?
Yes, we can. There's a compromise there.
I mean intent. Intent, you know, will makes a person think that they can power something to happen. And the kind of stuff we're talking about, you can't create through power. You can create it through intention.
Yes, good point.
Okay?
Good point.
But not through power. In other words, power is a limited thing, and intention is not. Intention is the control mechanism to the part of us that's on the other side. When you create an intention that's in line with what's true on the other side or in the higher dimensions, your intention goes through and things start to happen.
Right.
And so...
Well, let's call in the light, because, you know, every time we close a show...
Yeah.
And you call in the light, I always feel, a heck of a lot better, and it allows me to move through the rest of my evening and the following day and the rest of the week with a clear head, a clear mind, a clear heart. And so it's...
Okay, well, you know, part of my goal in doing this show is not just to give information, but to create the... I've learned that these group souls are paying attention to me, and they're paying attention to the things I do. And they're paying attention to you just because you're listening to the show right now. And some of you have been back, and they're aware of it. They feel changes in their bodies. They feel shifts in themselves. And it's my goal to try to use this show as a reference point for the highest vision that we can all reach to, where there's an opportunity to feel this energy and to lift oneself. I should, last week we talked about PrayItForward.net, which has been a small pet project of mine, and we use this invocation that I'm going to do, calling in the light, and anyone can do this with anyone else at any time. And I put a website up where I put the invocation and explained how it can work. The idea is that I have learned that these group souls and higher consciousnesses are paying attention to us, and they're paying attention to our planet, and they are intervening as much as they can without violating free will. We know they've said that they're not going to let a nuclear weapon go off. That's what they've said. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what's been said. And supposedly they've stopped many, many instances where that could have happened. You know, there's evidences already. People do other shows. I'm not an expert on this, but miraculous things that have happened that are inexplicable, like that asteroid that was broken up by UFOs in Turkey is a good one.
Oh, there's so many
there's
of
so
it
many of
all
them.
Over now.
So,
that...
But they can't violate our free will. So we have to invite them to help us. And it's far-fetched, but everyone listening has a chance to be part of that invitation. And part of this invocation is that invitation. Now, I use the word group soul. If some of you have a religious preference and want to substitute God or the Christ or Allah or whatever, it's fine. Because as far as I'm concerned, it's all part of the same energy of oneness that's in a higher dimension that is intervening on our level, or is able to intervene and help us and help the planet. And I believe that in the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, the major oversoul helping our planet identifies themselves as chapters and chapters of wisdom and guidance. Somebody said some of the most loving and lucid spiritual advice, wisdom I've ever read. They're also explaining ascension. They're explaining things we can't know, and yet it all fits together with the things we already know. So I hope you read the book. Please read the book. You know, over and over again, people that read the book go through these revelatory kind of experiences. It's available in bookstores everywhere. It's available on my website, caseysback.com. And there's a phone number. You can order it through the phone number. You can get it through Amazon. And I think it's probably one of the most credible, and I use the word credible because there's other people that have similar explanations, but it's not presented in a way where it's as easy to believe. You'd have to say, could this be true? Could this be true? But the book approaches it from A, proving the life that Edgar Cayce's back in a body, B, bringing through this wisdom that stands on its own, C, having all this scientific explanation that David felt called upon to put together to try to explain this dimensional shift scientifically. And then, if all that's true and all that fits, then you have this huge wisdom from the group soul that's through Cayce, allegedly, and through David, and is working through this book. Don, how did the book impact you?
Well, out of all the books, that was probably one of the most well-rounded, well-packaged, well-written book I've read on the matter of ascension, life after death, and how it works. And not just how it works in our everyday life, but how it's going to work as we move into this ascension process. And it's written in a very easy, enjoyable manner, and it will resonate so quickly because it doesn't confuse you, and it doesn't leave any stone unturned. So, I would encourage every person to pick up this book and read it, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, listen, before we go into this closing calling in the light, I want to say one more thing, two more things. Next week, we have a show. This show we're doing live. Eventually, we're going to be able to take phone calls.
Which will start next week.
But next week, we're going to put up, we did a show that we taped with Michael Sharp. Now, the interesting thing about Michael Sharp is he's a university professor, PhD, in Canada. And very bright guy. And he started getting channel information explaining very much, very similar to the things that were happening to me and through David.
Yeah, and he wasn't easy to convince. I mean, this just started happening for him.
He wasn't easy to convince, yeah. And now he has a couple of books out, which I highly recommend. It's called Dossier on Ascension. And for those who want to open, we've been talking about opening your chakras, opening up the dark side of yourself.
Oh, beautiful for that. Yeah.
Did you get that book? Did he send it to you?
No, but I've read some of his works. We've been communicating via email, and I've actually put up a few links to some of his works that I've read through, and it is phenomenal.
The book Dossier on Ascension is a wonderful book that has lots of guidance in navigating this period we're in. And after you read my book first, because my book makes the credibility for it happening. Read his book, because it's almost like a workbook for my book. And, he's coming up independently with some similar sorts of information that I was coming up with. And so we had become fans of each other about a year ago. And he wrote a beautiful testimony to my book, and I wrote a testimony to his book, because this is one of the things that kept happening to me in terms of validating this. People independently who are channeling coming up with the same information. And anyone that starts to look on the web and go through all the different things on the web will find the same thing. So next week, we'll put up that interview with Michael Sharp.
Okay.
And I'll tell Michael to put it on his... You can email him, tell him we're going to do this, Don.
Okay.
And that he should, if he wants to... Let people. His website is michaelsharp.org, and anyone can.
I recommend taking a tour of that website.
Take a tour. He's got a lot of his writings up there for free. There's also my website, Conversations with My Girlfriend, where I tell the story of my own experience of interdimensional communication, how two girlfriends in a row started channeling the Elohim, and I was having miracles. And how they validated all the questions I had about ascension that I was writing about in my book, which I said, can this be real? And this was my personal experience. So I put that website up 2 years ago. I didn't even put my name on it. It still doesn't have my name on it.
Well, let me say something. If you click on conversationswithmygirlfriend.com and you find that the link isn't working, go to bloginservice.com and check out the Don and Wynn Show, or go to thedonandwynnshow.com and click on the link, conversationswithmygirlfriend.com, that's on that page, because it actually has the card code of the actual internet service provider. So if you can't click into it and you don't get there, or if you try to click in and you don't get there again, try going to thedonandwynnshow.com and clicking on the link that we provide.
Also, on my website, Casey's Back, CAYCESBACK.com, I have a place where you can request a free chapter. And then when you request that chapter, if for some reason you can't afford to buy the book, which is like only $20, but I know people are tight, there's a thing which I have called the Outreach Program, where I send two or three of what I think are the most important chapters in the book for free to you, just so you have it. And so that you can start your own process of seeing if this resonates with you, so that, you know, some people, that's all they need, three chapters. And
you know, that's pretty wonderful, Wynn.
And they're off.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's been clear to me that this is not about making money. Not that I don't need money, and if anyone decides to buy the book and they buy it from my website, they'll be supporting the work I'm doing, because that's the only way I have to support it. But the intent here is not to have a best-selling book. The intent is to deliver the most important information on the planet to as many people as are able and willing to receive it. Then another thing is, Nevin is going to interview me. Do you know the date of that interview, Don?
Nevin Campanella, in fact.
On blogging.
With the What a World program, and what a world it is indeed, because Nevin is a phenomenal interviewer, and he's going to be interviewing you on October 23rd.
That's what I thought. So if you want to hear the complete story of what happened to me, and I'm still debating if I should talk about who I was in my past life.
Yeah, it's going to be quite a show if you get into some of that.
Yeah, I might do it on that show.
I hope you do.
I might do it.
Just throw it out there and let people just deal with it.
And if I do it, I might make you not put it up as an archive.
Again, just do it. Just do it.
All right. But in any case, you might mark that on your calendar, October 23rd with Nevin Campanella.
Campanella.
You know, interestingly enough, you know, Nevin has his wife has had medical problems, and we asked a question through Girlfriend X about her medical problems, and they gave a very pretty precise analysis of her problems, didn't they?
You know, one thing's for sure. The channelings that you've been providing and the ones that you'll be providing weekly, by the way, folks, again, that's Wynn is going to be providing weekly channelings for the
Girlfriend
visitors. For the visitors of Blogging Service.
As long as she stays into it, and we can, you know, it's been a challenge for her to channel, because.
Well, send her the light. I mean, everybody.
Let's all send Girlfriend X the light.
Because she really needs to keep strong in this. There's a reason for this, and
but
there's a purpose
behind it. You know, we have the first channel posted. Where is it posted?
It's on the index page. They can click to it, and it's also on the left nav. But it's a very important channeling, and there's going to be more coming. And when you read it, believe me, you're not going to want to miss any of the others. And it's because it is so important as these times are changing. And that's why I think it's so important that Girlfriend X continue what she's doing, because she's certainly loved.
If anyone reads that and wants to send an email of gratitude to Girlfriend X, I will forward it to her, because it's important for her to feel appreciated.
Yes.
And so,
in fact, why don't I put your, did I even have your email on the bottom? I will put your email address on the bottom of that.
Okay.
So that they can.
Wynn at blogin.
Wynn at bloginservice.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
And we just want to encourage her to continue doing this, because
read conversationswithmygirlfriend.com. Read that website. And I'm pretty close to coming up with the book, Conversations with My Girlfriend, and releasing a CD of some of these conversations.
And the video, the revealing video comes out later, the unrated version?
The Howard Stern version? yes, Don. Don, I'm glad you're here to be my straight man, huh? Or am I your straight man?
We're straight men.
Yeah. Okay. So now we're going to do, you know, our list of websites, Don, is like becoming a dossier in itself. Right?
That's right. We've got, well, I don't know how many.
PrayItForward.net. So the PrayItForward.net is how we've been closing the show. And in it, we are making the intent. What is really happening in this invocation is we're making the intent to penetrate the veil and communicate with those energies that are on the other side of the veil that are positive and service to others, and allow them to use us and use each other to help us uplift the planet and each other. And that's what we're doing in this. And I believe it works. My experience is that they're paying attention, and for those people that are working this themselves, they're having a personal experience. So PrayItForward.net is the website I put up explaining how this works, and we're going to do it.
And
right
we have
now.
We have a link to it right on our index page if anybody.
We're
going to
do it right now, and that every person that's tuned in and listening, this is energy moving to you. This is energy moving from the higher dimensions. If you're open to it, if you give it permission, into your space for your own upliftment. Father, Mother, God, I'd like to ask just now for the presence of the light to surround and protect every person that's tuned into this broadcast, and that any energy, any negativity, be taken to the higher realms of light and dispersed for the highest good of all concerned. I'd like to ask that energy can move through your bodies, and that any place you have darkness or shadows or hurt or pain, that energy right now can move into that space and give you the experience of how it feels to not have that shadow that you're holding on to, and that you can release that side of yourself. Maybe you'll just release it for a moment now, but you'll remember that experience, and you'll go back to it, and you'll call in the light yourself. You'll press opening up your energies to the higher cosmos and let this negativity go. And I see us all communicating on the other side of this veil right at this moment in this web of light, and that we're surrounding ourselves, each other, those around us, as we anchor this energy in our physical locations, through our bodies, through all our chakras. We can feel it coming in at the top of our head, going through our third eye, our forehead, down our neck, particularly now moving through your heart. And as it moves through your heart, those of you that have old hurts and pains can let that go. Let that go right now, and let that energy move into that space of your heart. And some of you might feel a glowing energy emanating from your heart at this moment.
down through your stomach, down through your genitals, and into the center of the earth, so that you feel like you're a conduit for this divine energy radiating from the galactic center through your body into the earth. And see that energy expanding around you like a column of light into your home, into the people you're living with. See that energy moving into your city. Realize that there are energies on the other side. There are consciousnesses. We call them service to other consciousnesses that are operating in the Christed energy of the highest good of all concerned. And that we give those beings permission to do positive interventions on our planet and in our own lives, always for the highest good of all concerned. Without that highest good of all concerned tag, you ask for things, it's kind of a black magic, because now you're trying to use these energies for self-serving purposes. Anything that happens as a result of using these energies has to be in the highest good of all concerned, so that it operates at the highest level of service to others. Right now, send this energy to people you care about. Just think of them. Let them come up in your minds, one by one, and surround them in this energy, and send them love, and send them healing. Send this energy to our government, and to our planet, and to the people that are struggling, and to people that have died in tragedies and in hurricanes. Let's see those people, those souls, surrounded in our light. Think of yourself as a walking prayer, that you can hold this energy in your life through all your day-to-day activities, and that it protects you from the negativity of others. Anyone who gets near it uplifts themselves, and they're no longer hurt. Your energy helps to heal them. They enter your space, and you are now, wherever you are, whatever you do, involved in a ministry that no one knows about but you. But you are anchoring the highest energies from the other side in the physical realm, and you're part of the ground crew. And that's kind of today's paraphrase of PrayItForward.net. And I thank you for listening, and I thank you for letting yourself be open and be influenced. And I hope that we continue to be a positive influence. And next week, you'll hear Don and I talking to Michael Sharp, the author of Dossier on Ascension. Anything else to close with, Don?
I just, it's been a beautiful day, and every day is a beautiful day. And if you carry that forward from your heart into the lives of others, you will feel it more magnificently and glorious every day. And I just thank you for being a part of this and for helping us maintain that balance in our lives. And I just hope that in the future, that as things get a little crazy and a little wild, you remember this prayer. And if you forget it, please go to PrayItForward.net or to Blog in Service and spend some time using that prayer with another and pray it forward. Just like Wynn said, this it's important that we do this now, that we ground these energies of love and we bring these healing energies to the rest of those that are still lost and slumbering. And I thank you for your time.
One of the ideas we have on Blog in Service, and I don't know if this gets too big, I don't know if we can continue to do it, but it hasn't gotten big at all yet. So that is, like, people email and want to network with other people in their area who are on a higher, what we could call a higher path, you know, we'll start grouping those emails together and put them in touch with each other so So they can have little meditation groups or spiritual groups of calling in the light and networking with each other so that you can develop a support group that's based on a higher principle rather than fear in the particular location you're in. So that's one goal that I have of doing. If people reach for that, we'll certainly do our best to accommodate it.
Absolutely. Wim, thank you as always. It is a pleasure to be your co-host, and it is a pleasure to be of service, and I thank you very much to all you listeners again, and good night.